Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The British press in overdrive over the Harry and Meghan book, well, the Harry book that's coming forward called Spare, a reference to the fact that obviously there is an heir, which is his brother, William, and he indeed is the spare. And the British press is focused not quite exclusively, but almost exclusively on this story now, amid all their strikes and their challenges with the NHS and their government that isn't particularly popular. And it's a very convenient sideshow. But are people getting sick of it? Jenny Bond, TV presenter, former BBC Royal Correspondent. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. Hi.
Certainly is salacious, I'll give you that.
Well, yeah, it's a fisticuff brawl between two immature men who should know better in the kitchen of the younger brother. It's very unsavory. It's very sad. But yes, it means that the gravy train for some of royal reporting goes on. I mean, I've been reporting on this family for 30 years, and it was described 30 years ago as an ongoing soap opera, and it's never really stopped. And this is a particular, as you say, salacious episode of that long-running drama.
When you delve into this, what you have is two brothers from a troubled background, given the nature of what we know of what happened with their parents. They had a fight, but I've five brothers. There's lots of stories I'm sure I could tell. But I would never go about doing it this way because, you know, most people would say, just don't air your dirty laundry in public. Why do you think he's chosen to do this?
This is the question I keep on asking. I mean, I suppose the answer is $100 million because that's the reported amount that they're going to get from the deals they've done for the book and Netflix and everything else. I think it'd be £20 million or something from the book advances. It's big money, whatever the true figures are. And I guess that's why they're doing it. Why they need that much money, I really don't know. But underlying that is a vengeance. Harry clearly, from the title of the book and the theme which we are now told from by The Guardian, runs through the book, is that he feels that he was born a spare, a second-class brother, a brother who would never get the role in life or the destiny of the older brother or be treated the same way. And it's petty sibling jealousy. But you know, Harry doesn't want to be king, does he? I mean, does he want some kind of job share? I don't think so. He hates the institution. He has contempt for it anyway, for the institution. He's made that absolutely clear. So why he feels he's got to do this in public, I really don't know. He would say, I think, and has intimated in the interviews he's given, that he's tried privately to forge some kind of reconciliation, and his attempts have always been leaked. He has a big bee in his bonnet about details being leaked to the press. But I mean, this is quite a big leak, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's leaking furiously on the other side. The Guardian seems to have got a copy of the book in advance. So, I mean, careful about being in a glasshouse and all that. But is there an element to this that you know, he has a shelf life. He's not getting any younger. There are younger royals coming up behind. If he doesn't make noise now, his story might not be as relevant and as valuable in the years to come.
That's a very fair point. And look,
is he about to be Prince Edwarded? That's what I'm about to ask. I mean, is he at the risk of becoming Prince Edward?
Well, he does not want any part of being a member of the working royals. He makes that clear in the trailers. No, he does not foresee a time where he will ever be a full-time working royal. So he doesn't want any of that anyway. What he wants, I think, is some kind of public flogging of his brother, because his brother got more than he did. And also, I think he feels that William forever got away with stuff. He got away with stuff that Harry got the blame for, because there's been another leak, hasn't there, that that Harry wore a Nazi uniform, and that was suggested and approved, at least, by William and Kate. And yet, of course, Harry got the blame. So that's an ongoing theme of the book as well.
The idea that these guys are going to have to meet each other again at some point is interesting. Obviously, they came together at the Queen's funeral and they walked out as two couples, and everybody was, well, there they are together. Isn't that nice? I can't see them being seen in public together again anytime soon.
Well, the only positive thing is that Harry has said in one of the trailers for the interviews he's doing, as well as the book, he has said that he does want his brother and his father back. So that's the first time we've heard him talk about any kind of reconciliation. So that's great. But this is a very funny way to go about a reconciliation, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I love them back in my life. But in the meantime, here's what I hate about them. It's an unusual approach. But it's not going to stop sales of the book, though, is it, Jenny? I mean, people will want to see more. There is a significant PR machine behind this.
Oh, absolutely. And for me, yeah, lots of people are going to read it. Of course, I mean, it's a very, very unusual occurrence. A member of the royal family, a senior member of the royal family, as he was, giving his side of the story. You've got to go back to Diana 30 years ago and her Panorama interview, and also her book with Andrew Morton, to have anything comparable. So, of course, we are getting a first-hand peek inside the palace walls, and it's fascinating for many. But for me, the saddest thing, the whole thing, is the image, as portrayed in the book, of Charles standing there at his father's funeral, Prince Philip's funeral, looking at his two sons and saying, "Boys, don't make my final years a misery." I mean, it's almost Shakespearean in its tragedy.
There is also a historical parallel between what he's doing now and the abdication of Edward VIII, isn't there? That you know, you had someone who married somebody who the family mightn't necessarily have approved of, who went off into the night sniping from the sidelines. There is a historical precedent here. It didn't end well for Edward VIII.
No, but I don't think the sniping was quite as vitriolic. Of course, it was different times then. We didn't have social media. We didn't have all the communications that we have now. So it seemed to be lesser then, as far as I know. But there definitely are parallels, yes.
Obviously, he has two children. Will they have titles withheld from them now because of that? That might seem somewhat petty on the part of King Charles.
In theory, they do have the right to be prince and princess because their grandfather is monarch now. So that changed with the death of the queen. They do have that right, but it has to be approved by the sovereign. And whether he will, I mean, I don't think it will be vengeful of Charles to withhold it. I think it will be more the case that he wants to slim down the monarchy. And if they're not working royals, or they're never going to be working royals, and I don't suppose they will want to be, because, you know, the dad doesn't want to be. What do they want? What do they want those titles for? I can't see it. It is in harmony with what Harry is trying to achieve now in his life.
It would be convenient, because then they would become somewhat irrelevant to the royal family, and the story, you know, stops with this generation.
Goodness knows, we've got a projection to the future, 20 years, what little Lily and Archie will be up to. Hopefully they will be, Harry's a lovely, lovely boy. He was a lovely boy. He was a lovely young man. And I hope he has found happiness, freedom, all he wanted in America. But please, please, Harry, just go off and enjoy it. Enjoy your lovely life with your lovely wife and your gorgeous children. And as is trending quite often on Twitter now, just Harry, shut up.
Right, on that point, Jenny Bond, TV presenter, former BBC Royal Correspondent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Much for joining us.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.